Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Lou Sanders and this is Cuddle Club. It's a podcast on cuddling. Finally, I'll buy 10 and double it. Each week I have a guest, usually a comedian because they're the best guests, and we talk about cuddling, but really it's just a way into family and emotions and all the stuff that people, you know, don't want to talk about unless you put a fun name on it. This week I'm speaking to Catherine Ryan, who's like a Revel, a Vega, a Cannibalus. She's a star. They're names of stars I googled. Catherine is the best, okay? You know it. I don't need to tell you that. You already know it. If you know anything, you know that. So let's just get into it with Catherine Ryan. Very excited. Thank you, Catherine, for doing it. I thought you'd be too busy.
No, I'm not busy. Thank you for coming all the way out to my house.
It's a lovely house. I did want to see it anyway. This isn't even a podcast. I just wanted to see it.
You're seeing it prematurely when it's decorated. So this is how what happens when you start to get older. You start to spend a lot of time thinking about curtains.
Mm. Oh, I'm up at 4 a.m. thinking about decoration for my flat, and I've got a lot less to decorate. It's a lot.
It's harder, though, because my last flat, my first flat and my last flat, was super teeny tiny, and it took me way longer to figure out how to, you know, make that space. Shut up!
We should say, of course, we're at Catherine Ryan's house. Of course, there's mutts everywhere.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick this one up because she's...
Can I call them mutts?
I mean, they're not mutts. I wish they were mutts.
What is a mutt?
A mutt is like a mix of different breeds. It's way more socially conscious to have a mutt.
Is it?
But I have little designer pocket dogs that are... from breeders, and
but they haven't, they're not the ones that I don't like, the ones that you see limping along that can't breathe and you think,
well, that's Megan, she'll be snorting in the room in a minute.
Is it? But she doesn't look like one of the ones, the thugs.
Oh, French bulldogs,
yeah, or just those ones that are that with the roughed up face. No,
yeah, I mean, just wait till you hear Megan.
Okay, Megan was my first cuddle here, and there's a cat, Sarah Pasco, who is Sarah Pasco, let's be honest, is really analysing everything. Look. That's odd behaviour. She doesn't want you to touch her, but she wants to have a good old gawp at you. I felt that she was looking at my aura earlier. Make of that what you will. Did I tell you what the podcast is about?
No!
Did I not? Well, it's called Cuddle Club.
Love it. Mm. It will grab people, Cuddle Club, because immediately I think of these Japanese boudoirs where you go and...
That's Fuck Club.
Yeah. And there's someone in pajamas who just cuddles you.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing after. Slip into our PJs. I might start with the extra questions.
Okay.
Because I'm kooky like that. Question one, should I get a cat?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Thing is, I am actually allergic to cats.
So am I.
Are you?
Yes, and the way we got Sarah Pasco is I felt really guilty about the amount that I'd been on tour. Violet was 7 years old and she wanted a cat. Every seven-year-old wants a cat. And so I just went out one day in like a wash of guilt and I got this kitten from some abandoned shack. And I consider it a rescue. That's the only animal that's a rescue.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the kitten living with us, growing up with us, I'm not allergic to that cat.
Oh my God.
But I do hoover a lot and I try not to... touch the cat, but I don't. When I was a child, we had cats, and for some reason I was allergic to them. Like, yeah. If they sat anywhere near me, I'd get itchy neck.
I had an instinct. If I got a cat and it was a really lovely one, I maybe wouldn't get allergic. Because you just, it's like, in what's that psychology theory where you, aversion. It's aversion therapy.
Yeah, and I think it works.
Okay, does the word cuddle make you feel a bit yuck?
No.
Does it not?
Well, we don't say, can I have a cuddle? We don't. In North America, we say, like...
You said it in an English accent. That was really like, can I have a cuddle?
Can I have a cuddle? Oh, I said cuddle instead of cuddle.
Yeah.
My intonation has become British, but not my accent. So sometimes it's confusing. Can I have a cuddle? We don't say that.
Right.
It is thirsty AF. We would say hug, like, give me a hug.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the word moist?
I don't mind... it's not my favourite word, but I don't mind it like some people do.
Do you have any other words like cuddle?
No, people don't like the word moist and they like the word pussy, and I think that's sexism.
Yeah.
Because they don't want us to have... They don't want us to be galloping around with moist pussies, I imagine.
Galloping around with a moist pussy is brave on a laminate floor.
What about the word snuggle?
Don't mind snuggle.
What about blankie?
It's fine. I think if a grown man was like, do you mind if I come around and bring my blankie? I'd be a bit like, sure. Actually, I had an adult boyfriend with a blankie.
But does he use the word blankie?
No, and it was just like the remnants of a blankie. It looked very much like the remaining threads of a tissue or something. It was really, it had no attachment to its original form, this blankie. And it didn't have a name, blankie. I forget what it was called.
Yeah, it's the name that's a bit of a problem.
Okay.
But I do say it, that's the issue. This is the last extra question, so I guess let's enjoy it. If you cuddle, are you aware of where your genitals are? Sometimes I hold mine back unintentionally with men.
You
hold mine back with men.
Oh, you mean when you hug forward, like they do on Naked Attraction?
Well, yes, I think so. Although I've only seen one episode. But when you hug and the bottom half of you, you're keeping back for a special occasion.
Yes.
Have you noticed anything like that?
I think I probably do that as well.
It's an instinct.
I would either lean in a bit, pop my like tail out so that my moist pussy isn't anywhere like directly near the person.
Just as a courtesy to them, really.
Yeah. Or I would be super straight. I think my thighs are probably too big that I'm like jamming my genitals at, like next to anyone. I feel like I'd feel that.
Right, yeah.
And my boobs would be in the way. Yeah. Like if I'm stood straight, before my vagina, I definitely have boobs. Yeah. And I think I have some thigh, and these days, maybe even tummy. I don't know. But certainly tits.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to do a hip thrust to actually get your genitals to touch them. It would be hard. And if you naturally lean in and push your like genitals like back, that's I think that is normal.
And it's courtesy. It's really, you know. And it depends who it's with. You know, with my stepdad, I'm going hard in the other way.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, son.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it?
Can you remember when you were a kid? Like, was your mum huggy? Was your dad huggy?
I mean, I remember a very inappropriate cuddle just now. That I don't know if you like this for the podcast. My parents were affectionate and huggy, and my mom more so. I just spent more time day to day with my mom, even though she worked full time, ladies. And she was just more around in our lives. My sisters, I would cuddle my sister a lot because they were littler than me, and I was always like the mom.
Yeah.
But one time I flew to Toronto from my town, Sarnia, to visit my uncle for the weekend, and I was only 9 years old, and it was so cool because I flew all by myself. Aww. It's only an hour flight, but I was like, you know, I really felt like Kylie Jenner at that time.
Yeah.
And when I came home, it was 8 p.m. on a Sunday. My mom picked me up from the airport. She brought me home, and I walked through the door, and it had been like this adventure, even though I was only gone an hour flight away for a weekend. And my dad had been asleep, but he woke up to come say hello to me. And I remember him walking down the corridor in his boxers, rubbing his eyes because he'd just woken up to give me a cuddle, and his dick was out. And I was so small that I was like, no. And when he gave me a cuddle, his dick was right in my face. And I was like, But he definitely didn't know.
That's the crucial thing.
Yeah. He didn't know. Didn't know. And that's definitely the first time I'd ever even seen his penis or any penis. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
Would you say you're good at cuddles?
I'm not. No.
With your daughter, you would be.
Surely. Do you know I'm less physically affectionate with her as she gets older?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Does that come from her?
No. You just naturally... You know how people kiss babies and babies have this like sloppy open mouth and like babies are so... You just want to kiss them all the time. You want to like eat them.
Yeah.
And then the kids get this autonomy. And sometimes I feel like, oh, I hardly cuddle with her anymore. But she's also bigger. She's harder to carry.
Yeah.
But she still asks me to carry her.
Does she?
And I'll carry her. But when she asks me to carry, like, up and down all these stairs, I'm like, I don't think it's safe for me to carry you up the stairs. And I've got to stop saying no to that. Because, like, one day I'll carry her. Oh, I read this. You pick them up and then you put them down for the last time and you never pick them up again.
No.
I know. Someone said that. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's so sad.
But I'm still affectionate with her.
Yeah.
But not as much.
Every stage, every age is a treat. It's a treasure.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. I mean, I've got no kids.
It's the same. Like, they're just people who are related to you.
Yeah.
And then I'm not super... Like, you know how some friendship groups, like, you have lovies in the group who always massage you and they're really tactile?
Yeah.
I've never really been like that.
No.
I still don't mind hugging people, though. And I'm getting the British kiss thing down.
What is it? I'd love to know.
Well, you just have to, like, kiss people now.
Open
sometimes mouth. Twice. Yeah. Right on the balls. And then you kiss them, like, right? And we don't do that in Canada. We just hug.
Yeah.
Like, a quick side hug.
Yeah.
So it was an adjustment. And it's still an adjustment. Sometimes I do, too.
And you work in media.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, I mean, that's Kiss City Central, isn't it, I suppose? What about with your, I was going to say, your lover?
Bobby Kay.
Do you hug him?
Yeah, I still like him because we've only been married for like a few months and we've only dated a year.
Oh my God.
I really like him. He's really good and he's really calm, but there are a lot of things he doesn't know about, like, because I forget he's from my town. So we went to Glasgow for work and he didn't know that he had to take liquids out of his carry-on.
Oh, really?
And then he'd never seen halloumi before.
Oh, cute. That's
and,
cute.
Like, there are all these
he'd
things.
He'd never seen halloumi before?
No. He's like, what is this? I was like, it's like dating Encino Man sometimes.
Whoa. Hang on. They've got halloumi in Sarnia.
I don't think they do based on the evidence.
Hang on. What's it called, that town? Sarnia.
Sarnia. Like a sandwich.
Sarnia.
Yeah.
It feels magic.
What else didn't he know? They're just like cute things all the time that come out that he doesn't know. And like, he's really smart, but just think things in like culture that he doesn't know about.
Maybe he's a robot.
Maybe.
We can't rule it out, but we probably can rule it out.
But I am affectionate with him. I still really fancy
him. That's nice.
But we get in trouble for being affectionate. Violet's at the age where even if we were her biological parents, which one of us may or may not be, like, they're like, ew, if their parents kiss. So, like, I'm not allowed to kiss them in front of her.
Oh, that's annoying.
But I can hug him a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's British, we have to remember.
What time does she go to bed?
Oh, never.
Oh, she...
She's, like, up later than me every night. She'll be in bed, but awake later than me. So we have to bang, like, after she goes to school, as long as I've not had a 5 a.m., like, work pickup.
She...
Yeah.
And she's got the master bedroom, of course.
She does have the master bedroom.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
When do you most like to cuddle, if you do?
I like to cuddle when I'm really cold because I didn't have much use for men. I still really don't.
Well, you're getting your furniture built out there.
Well, right. But I could pay a man to do that and we
have
to fuck him.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
But
that's a t-shirt slogan for you. Yeah. I could pay a man to do that.
And I wouldn't have to fuck him. But I like to cuddle men when I'm cold.
Yeah.
Because they're warm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I like that. And when I'm tired, like, I don't sleep in a cuddle. You know how people do that?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
get
that. But I will hang over there long enough to get warm.
Yeah.
And just steal their energy and body heat and then...
Yeah, I don't know who's staying in a cuddle.
Mm.
I've never been in love enough to stay in a cuddle. It's oppressive.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Oh, thanks a lot. You've oppressed me.
The worst sleeping position is to be in the middle. So sometimes I'll get caught in Bobby K's room. Violet will wake up in the night and find me in there. And
what do you mean fight? She can't see down.
Look, I'm supposed to sleep with her, but then I like to sleep with Bobby too. And also, if we're up watching something on the laptop, I'll accidentally fall asleep in Bobby's bed sometimes.
Yeah.
We all have separate rooms. It's a real landmine minefield. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she'll come in and be like, why have you not slept with me? And I'll be like, oh, I did sleep with you, but then I woke up and I came in here on some lie. And then she'll get in next to me and then I'm in the middle.
Oh.
Can't ever sleep in the middle.
Yeah.
And then she knows that I'll feel so oppressed in the middle.
Yeah.
That I'll get out with her and then I'll go spend the rest of the night sleeping in her bed.
Oh, wow.
The middle's the worst.
I love it. She is running things.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
No such thing as a free hug. There is, actually. Hello?
Oh, yeah. If you saw someone in the street with a free hug sign, you taking that? You're not taking that? You're not taking that?
No.
Okay. There's no day which you're taking that.
Apart from, I've seen some viral clips where there'll be a person of color or like a black man or someone with a blindfold on, and he'll have his arms out saying, if you trust me, hug me, and then loads of people will hug that man. But that's such a vulnerable thing to do, is blindfold yourself and just be like...
That's so vulnerable.
Yeah, and this was after some new wave of, you know, racist propaganda in America. Oh, I saw this clip, and that was lovely. I'd hug a blindfolded person.
Yeah, I'm going in. You've got to reward faith with a bit of something. And that's a cuddle for me. That's a good day for everyone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, some mothers do have him. Well, I wouldn't cuddle him if he was on fire.
Who would you least like to cuddle? Uh-oh.
I don't like bad breath or when people smell in any way. I don't even mind hugging pervy old men. And when I say old men, I mean elderly men.
Yeah.
I really feel that I give them a pass. Like, I've hugged old men singing in like military uniforms. Don't ask me why, I just worked with them for whatever reason. When those old men hug you, they still follow the like 1970s, 60s rules. Mm. So they'll kiss you like a wet kiss on your face. And sometimes they'll grab your bum. And I feel like that's not really okay. But I always feel that I'm in a position of power because they don't have long to live.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't bother me. I just let them do it because I'm like, do you know what? It's like an alien dropped off here and he doesn't really... Well, maybe he does know. But I just... That doesn't bother me. I'll cuddle those men.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful answer. There was one in the tube today and he was pieing me up because I was wearing a short dress.
Oh, no.
Mm. Was it my own fault? No. But he was eyeing me up, but in an angry way. And he was there with his wife, and that annoyed me because I thought, God, like she looked so kind, and he looked so angry. And he was, I mean, he might have been angry at my legs. They weren't the ones he wanted. He was eyeing me up with sort of Oh, I can't really describe it. But then I just thought, oh, well, look at his face. You know, there's no point hating on that, is there?
Maybe he was angry because he couldn't have you, your legs, you know? Like, oh, I'm old now and, oh, this is my wife and this is it. Yeah. Oh, no, you know.
Either prostate. That or he doesn't like big old muscly legs. It's one or the other.
He likes them. Everyone likes them.
He loves them.
Or maybe he just had an angry face.
Yeah, but he was really, like, glaring up and down in a sort of, like, I'd fuck you if I could.
Yeah, that's what makes them angry. I think they're so, especially that generation, everything is about that toxic, we call it now, masculinity and virile power.
Yes.
And when they lose that,
yes.
I think that's what makes so, not all of them. Danny DeVito still marches in the gay pride parades and stuff.
Love him.
Yeah, love him. He's what, 70-something? Mm. But some of them, when they start to get weak, they just get angry.
That's a shame for them. It's a shame for them and it's a shame for us.
Did you shag this man?
Yes, yes, good. I went back with him. But his wife looks so patient and kind and I just thought, God, I hope that's not me, you know, in 40 years' time. Like, sort of overlooking everything and with the patience of a saint.
Some of those women are mad at us, too.
Like, She was so composed and lovely, and I thought she just had so much... I mean, this is me glancing at them and making a lot of assumptions, but as you know, I'm very emotionally intelligent.
Yeah. But some of them, like, I've broken up with some men, older men, and their mothers have just been so angry about it.
Really?
And I know why. It's because they weren't able to leave their husbands. And I'm leaving, like, the younger version of their husband. And I'm like, you should have left too. It's not my fault you didn't. You can leave now.
Yeah.
I said that to one mom.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, I know you should leave too. And, like, you're just, whoa, you think you can. She didn't like that.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
What's the best on-screen cuddle? Oh, I think you're like me with films. I think you're, like, you don't know about films, mate. I watch loads of films, and then I forget them instantly.
Yeah, I don't ever know what's happening around the Oscars, because I don't watch good films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I only watch, like, rom-coms and fun films and comedies and things. Good cuddles and films.
Although we watched, I did an Instagram story about that film, which I loved, and you hated it. What was that called?
Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah.
And you and I can argue about this because, listen, I like Ali Wong, but here's what happened. I don't know who. Too many people got too many notes involved in this movie. So many people missed the fact that in Always Be My Maybe, the male love interest was an absolute piece of garbage. Like, he... It's been so long since I've watched it. I still enjoy the movie, but he belittled her career. He couldn't deal with his mother's death at all. He wouldn't grieve even, and wouldn't allow her grief, even though she was also raised by his mother in a way. He was always angry. He was always insulting her. And then when she came back and was perfectly nice, he would, like, turn up on red carpets and embarrass her. And Keanu Reeves was perfectly nice in that film. And he was the problem. Like, I like Randall, the actor, but that character was my full nemesis the whole movie. And then in the end, he takes her away from her high-end restaurants and he's like, remember who you really are, though. And then she does, like, this very humble little Korean food shop. Megan!
Oh, really? I'm so bad, I can't even remember the film. So she goes and does a humble thing.
Because he's like, look at you. You think you're this. You think you're, like, being this chef. Like, you have to remember where you came from. And then she does this humble little Korean, like, kitchen. Instead of flying around the world doing the successful stuff she was doing, he hijacks her red carpet, makes it about him. I couldn't stand that man.
Oh, memo going out. Shine your light. Don't let anyone dampen your light. Is that a phrase?
Watch it through your feminist lens and you'll be outraged.
Mm.
And Keanu Reeves is the one she should have ended up with. He was a great guy.
I love him.
He's dating a woman 9 years younger than he is.
And everyone's like,
but because she has gray hair, everyone's like, this is groundbreaking.
It is in Hollywood, but it's mad that it is. Yeah. I mean, I would go out with Keanu. I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't? I think, my answer for on-screen cuddles, I really love the movie Now and Then, and it's about female friendships, and Demi Moore is in it, and Bette Midler is in it. All these amazing women are in it. Goldie Hawn, I think?
Well, the dog says yes.
And Thora Birch is in it, really young Thora Birch. It's a great film. But they cuddle a lot in that, and it's all about female friendships and these four girls who get back together when they're kids, as adults, to reminisce about being kids. Wonderful movie.
That sounds nice. There's not many movies about female friendship because everyone wants to watch boys. It's all like boys going on adventures. It's like.
But we've gone backwards in a way because we had The Golden Girls and we had Dynasty and we had all these movies about, not movies, series anyway.
Yeah.
And now and then they cuddle a lot because they're sad and they comfort each other and it's really sweet.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and hello?
Can you remember the last cuddle you had? Well, with the dog just now, I saw it, but...
Oh yeah, I cuddle the dogs a lot. That's a good observation. I cuddle them all the time and I kiss them right in the mouth. And because of that, I got really sick a few months ago and the doctor said that because Manny goes outside and rolls in fox poo and like licks it, that basically by kissing Manny on the mouth, it was like rimming a fox.
I think that's the best answer we've ever had.
The doctor was like, basically what you've done is you got out and rimmed a fox and you have
this. He was saying that he was sort of anti-rimming a fox. Yeah. Foxes get a hard time, you know?
Yeah, so I got some like weird fox bacteria from cuddling and kissing my dogs.
And have you stopped... stop that now.
That's the thing. It did stop me for about 2 weeks because I was so ill.
Yeah.
And then I just went straight back to kissing.
What sort of illness do you get after rimming a fox?
So it was the weirdest thing because I had no, like, it's so hard to explain. I've never been sick like this before. I really thought I had stomach cancer or something because I had nothing below my rib cage. I wasn't like, there was no diarrhea involved. And yes, I've been asked that question 1,000 times. It really got me comfortable with the word diarrhea. No diarrhea.
Yeah.
Every doctor was like, diarrhea. I was like, no. It was quite the opposite. I had almost like this high, higher than I knew my stomach was, just like full pain. And my stomach, your stomach's really high for a star. It was just really swollen and painful. And I always felt nauseous, but I wasn't being sick. I couldn't eat. I wasn't being sick, but it was this pain and just this horrible feeling. It was so weird.
Yeah.
And I would have loved it if I had like full like food poisoning symptoms. I didn't. I just had this enormous, and you could see it like under my boobs. I just had this like weird high like gastro weird issue.
And they figured it out by asking questions like, are you kissing your dogs? And
stuff? The type of bacteria in my stomach was from fox ass. So.
Right. It's a story as old as time.
They had a lot of questions. And then I was like, well, you kiss my dogs on the mouth. And they were like, rimming a fox. Don't do that.
Yeah, you're surprised it doesn't come up more, really. Because a lot of people kiss their dogs on the mouth, isn't it?
Well, since we moved out to the country, like, there's just fox shit everywhere. So now I just have to have, like, deworming and, like, different dog pills, I guess.
Yeah.
Going forward, I'll just have rabies shots.
Or you could just stop kissing the mouth. But it's, you know, we're built for affection. That's the thing.
Yeah, I wish I could, Lou. I can't stop.
Yeah.
You think after a health scare like that, if I could stop, I would.
So it's the end of the show, and the regulars will know. This is the time that we embrace, and it's very awkward, and I get very paranoid that people think that I've done this whole podcast just so I can hug everyone. And I'd like to officially say that I'm not actually a pervert, it's a marketing strategy.
Okay, so now we have to hug each other, and you have to give me marks out of 10, and I'll also be marking you.
Okay.
Okay, so now you have to mark the hug. You're actually very warm. Because you are a very warm person. You've got the best ethics in comedy that I know. You're very clear. And you're very kind and fair.
That's nice of you to say.
But you give a lovely hug. And I think sometimes you come across like... So you've got other things over and above. Like, you are maternal, but you're very sharp as well. And people don't necessarily, like, equate the two, but you're actually very warm.
That's nice of you to say. I went home at Christmas, and my uncle was being mean to me. But what else is new? That's Christmas. And he was brought something up that I'd said. He'd said, you said this, you said... And I was like, when did I say that? I didn't say that. And he said, on the fix, you said it, on Netflix. And I was like, Oh, so that wasn't me then. Like, if I was commenting on something, I was doing this, like, I am definitely meaner on stage than I am in real life.
But you're the most, this is true, you're the most moral, conscientious, yes, fair and kind yeah. person. But you've just got a sharp tongue that is a different thing. And I think it's really important to make the difference. I'm going to mark you down for my behaviour. I felt bad for you, so I left you early.
that's my fault then, because I wasn't being clear with my, like,
it was me. No, I'm gonna give you 9.5, but I don't know how you're gonna get the, I don't know what you could have done to get the extra half.
I'll take a 9.5 because I'm not very huggy, but I like you and I'm happy to hug you.
Maybe that's where the half went. I sort of knew that.
Did you like the back grabbing, or did you find that patronizing?
No, I like that. Okay. Yeah, you were adding a flourish, and I thought that's very Catherine Child flourish.
I think I do that. I was trying to think. I tried to take myself out of the game, and I tried to give a normal hug like I do. I would give you a 10.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
You can't now. Then I'm good. Now I feel bad.
No.
That wasn't a 10.
You are the cuddle club. It was a 10.
No, because I walked out early. No. Because I got shy.
No, you didn't walk out early. You don't want a hug to linger.
You can't give me 10.
I felt.
It wasn't a 10.
Bathed in white light.
Oh, I am with the light.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of work on that.
Yeah. And you smell really nice.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my things.
And
to bath.
You're wearing comfy clothes. Mm. And sometimes hugging fake boobs can be, like, spiky and oppressive.
Oh, men love it.
Do they?
Yeah, they love.
Well, I like hugging people who don't have fake boobs. And then I feel mine just being, like rubbery. I might get them taken out one day. I've had enough.
Mm.
I've had, like, 16 years with these boobs.
Oh, get something exotic. A spike on the end or something.
Okay. Do you know what I used to want? I saw this girl who had a tattoo, like a nipple color tattoo to make her nipples hearts like a Care Bear.
Oh my God.
And I loved it.
That's great.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm doing that. And you couldn't tell the difference between the tattoo and her nipples. So her nipples, she just looked like she was born a Care Bear.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
That is good.
I was thinking of getting that, but we'll see.
I need to do one more thing. This is the big news. You've had a lot of accomplishments so far. You've had a lovely career. But now, I don't think it gets better than this. You're now a member of Cuddle Club.
Thank you. I like being in the Cuddle Club.
You get a badge when we design them, when we make them, you get a badge. That's about it. So thanks a lot to Catherine Ryan. I mean, she's just great. She's hilarious on Twitter, beautiful on Instagram, and she's at Kath Bum on both. Oh, I'm on her Twitter and Instagram. I think I mentioned it before. I'm at Cuddle Club Pod on both. Guys, I don't want to bang on about it, but I'm on tour. I'm on Twitter at Lou Sanders. I'm on Instagram at Luli Sanders. You know, it's nice to have a bit of fun. And I'm probably coming to a region near you, if I haven't already. Wakey Wakey, Hands Off Snakey, tickets for the tour are available from all good booksellers. And by that, I mean my website, lousanders.com. I think it's on there, or the venues are on there, and then you can go to the venues directly. To be honest, I can't do your admin for you, okay? You've got to put a bit of effort in, so it's worth it. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. Subscribe, rate if it's 5, review if it's nice. So remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.